Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Zoe Lyons, who joins us remotely, and Barry is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week. You were sitting in the corner of a dimly lit bar when I met you. I couldn't really see a bloody thing in there. I wasn't even sure it was you. Dimly lit bars are the perfect place for a first date, says dating expert. Got myself a knackered, punctured, flat and broken, non-living sex doll. Gotta do my best to please her just cause she's a non-living sex doll. I married her, but then I broke her. Now I have to fix her. Anyway, man heartbroken as his sex doll wife breaks. Words, la la la, don't come easy to me. How can I find a way to make you see I love you when all I have is alphabetti spaghetti? Man proposes to woman using a tin of alphabetti spaghetti. Lorraine, 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 Lorraine. Oh, please don't ask me what's that on my slippers. Rod stands in dog poo in his slippers and walks it through every room in the house seconds before a live TV interview with Lorraine Kelly. Thank you for the wafers, the snacks you're bringing. We bought them for you, but Rod just ate them. Rod accidentally eats snacks we bought for the wonderful, overworked staff of the NHS. And he is very, very sorry and will make it up to the NHS. And those are the headlines. Right, time to get our special guest on. Zoe Lyons, is she there, Barry? Where is she? Where is she? There she is.
Hey! Hey, love, how are you?
Oh, marvellous.
We've got wafers for everybody this week.
That's nice.
Lovely wafers for everyone this week. I know you're on Zoom, so you can't really have them, but the thought was there.
Did you buy them for everybody?
Hey?
Did you buy them for everybody?
You bought them.
No, I didn't.
They arrived with the Deliveroo's. This morning.
These are for the NHS.
Oh.
Have you opened the food we've bought for the nurses, for the hard-working nurses at the NHS, Karen? Have you opened them?
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Can it's a bit add? Awkward. Why do you think I'm buying loads of wafers on Amazon?
I... We've been buying...
Sean's bought 70 packs of wafers again.
Together with our neighbour, we've been buying, like, you know, those, like, crunchy bars, Trek bars, Nature's Valley bars, snacks. And then
bars.
We'd drive them up to the hospital nearby for the doctors and nurses for snacks on the go kind of thing, right?
In between COVID patients, which is a really lovely thing. And people, all the whole street's joining in. It's really nice. And Rod is just...
I didn't realise these wafers that I just opened were for the hard work. Thank you, NHS.
Thank you.
Thank you, NHS. They're delicious.
I mean, looking at them, I don't recognise that brand. It doesn't look like you splashed out much, to be
honest. They're quite cheap.
They're. What's hilarious is we. Thank you, NHS.
Thank
lovely
you.
Wafers.
Thank you so much. That's, I'm not taking these to them.
You know when people are saying thank you, NHS, it is because of the wafers and stuff, is it? Or is it something else?
It's the biscuits.
Is it the biscuits with? Go and put a sign in the window, it'll be fine.
Caveat.
Get away with it.
A kid's drawing of a rainbow. We're away.
Yeah. You knock up a rainbow. I just say sorry about the wafers on the end.
This has turned into one of those, like, not quite a true crime, but it looks like there's a mystery here that needs solving.
There's definitely a mystery that needs solving.
Should we leave all this? Should we come back to this, the podcast?
Well, there might be another mystery that needs solving. I've had a parcel go missing within my buildings, and the porter's currently looking for it in every flat in the building. So it might arrive as we're doing
this. Oh, that would be exciting.
So I've got a photograph saying your DPD, whatever, has been delivered. Maria has accepted it. And I went down, she's like... No, you have love. And she went, no. And I went, yeah, you have love. She went, I don't know where it's gone. And I'm like, we can find it, bitch.
What was it?
It's clothes. It's clothes. It's quite an expensive box. And I'm like, you've got. And she went, I'm
no.
giving it to someone. I'm like, well, not me. Yeah.
Oh.
So wait, why are you bothering buying expensive clothes on lockdown? What's the point?
Well, why not?
I've got a telejob.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, now hang on, Zoe.
So you've got to look good.
Oh, I mean like a one-off telly, like a one, just like a, I've got an episode of QI, that's it. But I can't wear anything, I can't wear like my overalls. That's what I'm left with. Look, I look like fucking Jack Cousteau. I mean, this is where I've got to.
Talking of parcels, Zoe, talking of parcels, one just arrived for me just as we were about to go live on air, so I'm going to open it, and I think it is my new slippers, and I haven't got any slippers on my feet, and they're quite cold.
This is turning into an exciting episode already.
It is exciting. I can see them. They're my new slippers. Give them here.
It's obviously slippers.
Yes, look at those. Superior comfort. Snug rugs.
They
do you know what happened to my last one, Zoe? There's a story.
Yeah, well, do you want to know?
If anything like those ones you've just picked up, I would hope they were binned.
Tell Zoe and Barry why you have new slippers.
They have been binned. Actually, my other slippers...
They have been binned.
...are in the garden. But I threw them in the garden because... Here's the story. I've been doing a lot of press for this documentary on
Don't
infertility.
Don't try and make it glamorous.
We do a lot of press, a lot of interviews with newspapers, TV shows, all this. Anyway, Lorraine Kelly. I get on Lorraine, right? I get on Lorraine, but it's an early start. 8 o'clock or something, they want me on TV. Right? So I get up and I get ready and I get showered and I get... But I'm in my slippers, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
It's a Zoom telly appearance.
It's a busy day.
I've got a tux, sticky bow, and then naked from the waist down in slippers, obviously. Off the old Zoom call TV appearance. Anyway, I'm just about to go live. I do my sound check, and then I just pop back upstairs, stand in dog shit in the hall that Rosie's done that I haven't seen. Walk it through every single room in the house, just quickly get gathering my stuff to getting ready.
It was the most...
And then I'm a minute away from going live, talking to Lorraine with shit everywhere.
It's the most stressful morning of my life. Because Rod comes up to the bedroom going, right, Rosie's had a shit inside. I've stepped in it and I may have walked it through somewhere.
Every single room.
Not even like rooms that we don't really
rooms
go into.
Rooms we haven't been in for years.
So I had to clean up all this shit whilst Rod is live on Lorraine.
I was talking to Lorraine down here.
The slipper's quite absorbent when it comes to shit.
Oh, it smears well.
No, they've got quite a good rubber sole on them, but with ridges. So it was everywhere. So out in our back garden right now, this is about 2 weeks ago, in our back garden, there is, you can take a photo of it, there's a rug out that's been out there for 2 weeks, just rained on, snowed on, frozen in. There's a pair of slippers, there's various clothes I just threw out the window because it was too disgusting.
And a plastic bag so, with the original shit in.
The plastic bag with all the...
So stressful.
I mean, basically, I was talking to Lorraine live on TV while 4 yards away, just out of view, Sian was on her hands and knees scrubbing dog shit off every surface in the house. Anyway, so I am very excited. I'm opening the bag live on the podcast. My new slippers, here they are.
Oh, they're nice.
It's like a live unboxing YouTube video. Yeah,
wow, they are.
Do they fit you, love?
They are.
They're old school.
I don't want to say basic, but I mean, it's the...
They
it,
do.
That is
they
a
do
proper
look basic.
Wallace and Gromit slip. I mean, what stopped you from going tartan? Just going the whole hog.
Honestly,
the kind of thing you find in a bin outside a shoe shop that nobody bothers nicking.
No, somebody died in them.
Yeah, these have definitely been donated to a charity shop from a residential care home.
Yes, they
no questions asked.
No questions asked.
I'm just
How
putting
do they
them
feel?
On. Oh my God, they're nice.
Are they nice?
They are fucking
superior
lovely.
Comfort.
Are they good?
Is it a bit small? Snap, did you hear that?
Did you break them?
What?
How did you break them?
It just popped right. Oh. I tried to get... It's too, they're too small.
Have you just broken a slipper
one?
On it? Like a brand new slipper?
It just went like a... So as I put my foot in it, the back stitching went. They're too small.
Superior comfort, inferior quality.
It says UK unisex size 10. New.
Yeah.
New.
New.
You have to put new on there in case you don't believe it.
When you have to put things like new and superior quality, you know it's not. There was a Chinese restaurant around the corner from here, and they were a couple of years ago, and they were giving out leaflets with a menu on it, and it said, now served in hygienic containers.
As opposed to Rod's old slipper.
I love signs like that.
As opposed to eating them out of your dad's pocket, Sian, I imagine. Hey, now the last time we saw you, Zoe, was just before Christmas. You were there posing alongside your 1 foot, your 12-inch high Christmas tree. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my
How was
bush.
Christmas? I know it's a little while ago, but we haven't seen you since. How was it?
I mean, as far as pandemic Christmases go, I think we probably had the best Christmas you can, have. I mean, there wasn't an infestation of locusts or, the roof didn't cave in and there weren't aliens. So it was fine.
The reason I've brought up Christmas, if you're wondering, if you're thinking this isn't a very topical podcast, is because it's a segue into my first frothy story of the week, which I've had in my bag of stories for ages, but it's about Christmas, so I thought I'd segue from Christmas into Christmas.
He really does have a bag of stories.
Because look at this. You think you had a fine Christmas. What about this guy? This is your first frothy story. Bodybuilder faces heartbreak. Have you seen this story? Did you see this story, Zoe? Bodybuilder faces heartbreak at Christmas as his sex doll wife tragically breaks.
Oh my God, there's much.
When they say breaks, do they mean like a pandemic break? Like she's just had some sort of emotional breakdown, just couldn't take it anymore?
Or
also the word tragically breaks. As in, what?
I'll read on, shall I? Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan.
Hang on, he's married to her.
What?
He's married.
Yeah, he's sex doll wife.
Right.
He's married to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan hopes his sex doll wife, Margot.
That's such a cliched sex doll name.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
A great sex doll name.
So
Margot.
Many sex dolls called Margot.
I mean, Margot in this country, you can't get away from the good life, can you? Margot Ledbetter in the good life. But what's in Kazakhstan? Do they have the good life in Kazakhstan?
I don't know.
Anyway, Yuri from Kazakhstan hopes his sex doll wife Margot can be repaired in time for their first romantic Christmas together as a married couple.
How do you repair a sex doll?
You find out.
Quite like a big puncture.
Yeah, with a pump and some chewing gum.
A bodybuilder who wed his sex doll has revealed she has tragically been broken just before Christmas. Yes, tragically, it says. He says it has ruined their plans for a first Christmas together.
Oh, it's so sad.
As a married couple. Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan now faces a tense wait
I mean, presumably, I mean, I realise this is a bit out of date.
Right, okay.
Now faces a tense wait to see if all of her bits, oh my God, can be repaired.
Oh, how did she break?
This has taken a sudden turn, hasn't it? I never learn not to read sandbags.
Maybe she's
sandbags
broken
at dawn.
Maybe it's like something innocent that's been broken, like she's broken her little toe or something.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, maybe it's her, maybe by her bits they mean her ears, her nose.
Yeah, her hair, she's got split ends.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yuri now faces a tense wait to see if all of her bits can be repaired.
God.
Back to good working order.
Oh, God.
In time for the festive day.
What is he planning?
I don't know. Surely, does it? Surely, if it's a sex doll, you could pretty much do it any day, couldn't you? Plus, it's not like she's going to go, oh, we can't do it now. It's January the 8th. Don't be ridiculous, Yuri.
Silly.
The moment's gone, Yuri.
The moment's gone.
The steroids have gone to your head.
Save it till Easter.
He said her safe return. Oh, she's gone. She must have gone off to the, like, the menders.
Yeah. She could have done with a safe word, to be honest.
It
must have.
It's such a fantasy. Up until that point, she's a woman. She's real. She's my wife. Yeah. I've sent her to the menders.
He said her safe return would be a gift for both of them.
Would be a what? Gift?
Sounds like it's more a gift for him if he's broken her already. She's had to go off for the menders. I don't imagine she's looking forward to coming home, is she?
Is it like in our, you know, in our house when things break and then we leave them in the hallway for fucking ages thinking, oh, I'll take that to be fixed. Is she just propped up in the hallway, do you think?
Like
just
that lamp out there.
Like that lamp, some boots.
Yeah.
An old
my slippers.
Have you been in our hallway?
Anyway, so Yuri, right? Yuri says her safe return would be a gift for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yuri tied the knot with Margot. There's the picture. There's the ceremony.
Oh, oh no! That's them getting married. Too involved.
So people were watching that.
And I'll read on. Yuri tied the knot with Margot at a ceremony attended by dozens of guests in November. Restrictions must have been lifted. He first met her at a nightclub.
Hang on.
What was she doing in a fucking nightclub?
Was she in the back of someone's van selling dolls?
In a nightclub?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He met her.
Had she gotten her own?
Yeah.
Working the coat check.
So holding a coat. Oh my God.
He first met her at a nightclub. And the pair were due to get married in March this year before the coronavirus pandemic threw the world into turmoil.
There's a special nightclub where men go to meet dolls. Yeah. I imagine there must be.
Why?
Well, you know why.
No, I don't know why.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Maybe there's a special night where you get to meet sex dolls.
But you just get them online or in a shop, don't you?
Yeah,
you don't have to pull one. You know, that's the whole thing about a sex doll is that it cuts out all the kind of will she, won't she, is but she? Does she like me? Does she not? Will I get off with somebody
more
tonight?
More exciting though if you feel like you've pulled.
Well, if you think she might not get off with you.
Yeah, there's an element of
rejected by a sex doll.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, thank you.
I've come home on my own again. Nobody would dance
with
me.
And she's ignoring you.
I did a gig for the military once, and these guys said that someone they were sharing a tent with had taken his own sex doll on tour. And they were, and you can imagine it's like a six-man tent and they have their own little areas. And they were so pissed off that this bloke had brought a sex doll that they put deep heat in one of the important holes.
In crevices?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It was like a punishment to him.
Barry, he'd taken a sex doll, what, to war?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. They'd probably say theatre. But straight into a war zone.
Back in the
Helmand
day,
province.
Soldiers used to take a picture of Vera Lynn. Oh my God.
That is mad.
That's What a guy.
You'd
That's
love
brave,
to see
man.
Somebody running across a dune though with a sex doll just strapped to their backpack.
Can you imagine how difficult it would have been in the trenches with fucking sex dolls everywhere, just trying to get past them in the trenches and fucking standing on and bursting them.
And then she gets a bullet through and he's trying to get mouth to mouth and she just keeps going down.
He sticks a bayonet over her, over she goes, over no man's land.
Wow.
That is mad.
God, that's
funny. I'm surprised nobody on Desert Island Discs has had sex doll yet. I mean, yes. And you've got the Bible, of course, and the works of Shakespeare. And what would be your luxury item? Fully functioning sex doll.
Robot. Has nobody ever said anything like that? Like, has nobody ever said even anything a bit fruity? Like a
penile
like
pump and the works of Shakespeare.
Or a copy of Razzle or something. Has nobody ever said that?
Razzle.
Well, all right.
Darling, you're on the exotic island. You don't need a Razzle to bring it down.
There's nobody looking. He first met her at a nightclub. Anyway, the pair were due to get married in March, but then it was postponed. A lot of people's weddings got postponed.
That's
we
true.
Know that. The pair had settled into married life.
Settled.
She didn't say a lot. She seemed happy enough.
She was placed into married life.
Can you imagine if you're an interior minister for the Kazakhstani government, right? And the Borat thing's just died down.
Oh, God, yeah. Can you
and then you're like, you pick up the papers, you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Trying to do some international trade here.
Give me a break. Exactly.
Look at this. Here's the. Anyway, so they married.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But with people watching and nobody, everyone's okay with it.
Yuri wed the love of his life.
She was given away by one of those blokes you see outside the tire places who goes in the wind.
She was given away by the company rep.
It says here, describing their relationship, Yuri said, "In general, I began to be jealous of Margot. Many men would like to imagine the same. What? After the wedding, I decided to show her less to people. I forbade her from Instagram. Maybe I'm being too selfish. But that's the beauty of Margot. I can do this to her. She won't mind."
That is the good thing about Margot.
Here's the good thing about her. You could take her off Instagram.
What was she doing on Instagram?
I don't know.
I'd love to see if she's got like an account.
I don't know. Look at the comments. Just some comments.
Yes, please. Oh, well, maybe.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Inglis said, "I watched a TV program of how they're made. They were making dolls that can walk, talk, and more."
What's more? Get married.
Robotic women. People who order them have them made to their own exacting requirements.
Oh. It's weird, isn't it?
Inglis says, "It's all a bit sad when you think about it."
It is, Inga, yes. I suppose it'd make a really good toboggan.
Yes, if you're looking for sledge.
Yeah. I mean, you could just lock in and go, couldn't you? Just.
But imagine if it was really realistic. Just the reactions of people just slide past them.
Not one to moan. It's got some odd. What is going through not one to moan? So Inglis says, it's all a bit sad when you think about it. Not one to moan says, the song Slip Sliding Away comes to mind. And then nobody replies. So not one to moan comes back on and says, he's never going to let her near the oven again. What? The song Slip Sliding Away comes to mind. Silence. He's never going to let her near the oven again.
I think my parcel's arrived.
Oh, it's exciting.
We heard something then.
Let's have a look at it.
Oh, yeah, that was something there.
That's so funny that that's the handle. That's what he's chosen, or her. That's what she's chosen as a handle, not one to moan. Isn't it? Such a weird thing to call yourself.
Yeah. And also quite limiting in your comments.
Yes. I think you're moaning there.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We were excited for a second. Then we realised it wasn't.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah, no.
It wasn't the package.
That wasn't my package. It's a mystery. It's one of the most exciting things that's happened to me all week, though. So, you know, you take it, don't you? Just take it.
You do, yeah, yeah.
You take it.
You relish it.
More comments. Two words seems to know a lot about it. Probably worn out. She'll need relining and further waterproofing.
Oh. Oh. Like your slippers. Yeah.
Just the matter of fact way he says it. She'll need relining and further waterproofing. I'll be on my way now. I'm going to work. See you later. Whatever floats your boat, says Bilko57. Absolutely flabbergasted, says Little Gem. Me too, says Evan Carryoff. Lost for words, much like Margot, says Andy. Bill Wiz is here. Bill Wiz is back.
Bill Wiz. Always.
Bill Wiz is always... Bill Wiz, as though he's on all of these forums, Bill Wiz always comes in with something usually pretty inappropriate on the end. So let's see what he's got to say about this one.
Perfect. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I think this might be my parcel. Oh.
We've all been there, says Bill Wiz. Gaffer tape usually works, or a bicycle puncture repair. Or a bicycle puncture repair kit. To be fair, that is very tame for Bill Wiz. That is very tame.
It is, actually. That's just practical advice.
Yeah, that is quite practical.
I'd love to meet Bill Wiz. What does he do? He's on every forum, pretty much.
Still not.
I'll check what it says.
Still not. No way.
What's that? What's happening? Because I mean, this is like a soap opera live on the podcast.
DPD
unfolding
a nightmare. Narrative.
I need to get involved. I need to deep dive with DPD. That's what I need to do. So you've
got QI coming up.
Yeah.
You've got a posh outfit in the post somewhere.
Yeah.
If somebody, a little shout out, if somebody has had a parcel for Zoe Lyons.
Yeah. You'll know it's for me. It's quite a sort of it's sort of a sequined boob tube, because I'm changing my brand.
For QI, that sounds ideal for QI. That
and I want to be less about the comedy and just more about the body,
more about the boobs.
the boobs.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, after all of this work that we've done for feminism, I've just thought, you know what? Well, enough just, of that. Let's just reverse out this shit and get a tit out on telly. So that's what I'm hoping for.
And QI is the show to do it as well.
Absolutely.
No,
perfect. QI and Mastermind. That's where I'm going to do it. Just want it out. And
in Mastermind, when in the chair, just spin yourself around and you got one boob.
What you don't want to do at my age, Sean, is catch that boob in the mechanism.
It's why John Humphreys has left. His resignation, they went, why are you leaving? He just said, not enough tits.
Not enough tits on this show.
I love what he said, by the way.
What did he say?
Because we know the last time we spoke to you, Zoe, before Christmas, you were in January. You said you were going to start your new daytime TV game show. How's it going?
It's going well. It's out there, isn't it? It's sort of going.
Oh, is it?
Good,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We haven't got. We haven't got a TV. We haven't got
we don't
a TV.
Watch TV.
Well, then that will definitely hinder your enjoyment.
Yes.
I've seen it. It's great.
I've seen your picture in a like snazzy suit, and it looks awesome.
Oh, I've got such a shiny suit; it's ridiculous.
I know it's so good, though.
What I really like is it's just bang question after question, like proper. No, not it's not gimmicky. When you were saying about the loss, trying to think how the lightning thing works, and it's it's brilliant. I love it.
It's your proper game show. Proper game show.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you going to go for the Mastermind job?
Like John Humphreys is standing down. Yes, and I think I'll bring a freshness to it in my boob tube with one tit out. And what I'll do is I'll slap out the theme tune on a bongo using that. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, boing. And I think it really will.
John Humphreys, in his interview in the paper, where John Humphreys was standing down for a Mastermind, there was a quote for him that said, I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
He's so miserable, isn't he?
He's really miserable.
He's such a miserable man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish the job on anyone. We're going to take that now.
Oh, great.
Oh, really?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now then, frothy story number two. Frothy story number two. Here we go. Spaghetti. Right? Spaghetti to tie lovebirds in real knots. That's a rather cryptic headline in the newspaper.
Weird.
Spaghetti to tie lovebirds in real knots. Romeos can pop the question on Valentine's Day with tins of Marry Me Alphabetti Spaghetti.
No.
The cans... can only... Hey, it's Valentine's Day this week, isn't it?
Is
the
it?
Cans... Yeah. Can only... Well, the cans only have the letters M, A, R, Y, and E.
Oh.
So romantics...
Oh, I see, I see.
...can spell out...
What, so there's no question mark? It's just more of a demand. What?
M, A, R, Y, and E.
I don't want a man who can't punctuate.
That's the only letters.
Raimi.
Me Ray.
Me Ray.
I don't want to marry somebody who can who's proposing by putting their fingers in alpha spaghetti.
You don't have to put your fingers in it.
Well, how do you do that with a fork?
With a fork.
Yes.
I don't
honestly.
Want, I don't think I want to get married to somebody if we're eating alpha spaghetti.
Oh, we'll all be eating like alpha spaghetti mature. By the end of the year. if somebody turns up at the end of the year with a tin of alpha spaghetti, we're like that. Ooh.
I think it's quite a good idea, though. You
I
know.
Think a proposal is in the in the ooh. Pipeline.
No, I think it's quite a good idea on lockdown because you can't like make a big gesture with a you know you can't have a plane with a thing dragging behind it going Cheryl, will you marry me? You
the
can't.
Thing dragging
you can't do, you can't have a big stadium when it comes on at halftime in the Super Bowl or something. This is what we're reduced to, is guys going, whoa, don't eat it, don't touch it, don't touch it. Look down, read it.
Do it in peas.
Marry me.
Do it in peas or something. Yeah. Write it in peas or dog shit in your case.
Yeah, dog shit. Yeah, you can just do it in dog shit. Why bother? Save the money and just smear it in dog shit on the window.
Darling, there's a little something for you to clear up downstairs.
Oh. Or get giant hula hoops and put them on your partner on every single finger and then bite them off each one and just leave the one left on the ring finger.
That is genius.
That's better than the dog shit one.
Barry, I would say...
with a real crunchy mouthful at the end going...
Barry, oh God, you'd get married
I'm
for that.
I'm an old romantic.
You are an old romantic. The special Heinz cans were inspired by Diarmuid. My eyesight isn't up to it, nor my pronunciation. Diarmuid Farrell. Diarmuid Farrell. Who picked out letters from a regular tin of Alphabetti Spaghetti to spell Karen Menton, will you marry me? The couple from Longford, Ireland, wrote... Dermot. It's an Irish name.
Dermot.
Try writing that in alphabetic spaghetti.
It's Dermot.
That explains everything. Right, OK. The couple of Longford, Ireland, wrote to Heinz last year to share their happy news. Dermot said, I'd racked my brains for weeks, but the only idea that kept coming back was Heinz Alpha Spaghetti.
Wow.
I need
Muffin.
A big gesture.
Oh, God.
Gosh. I looked at empty shells for weeks. I looked at the empty shells within my mind for weeks.
He's got Welsh now.
Do you remember how you proposed, Kadeed?
Do I remember
how
I proposed?
In your big puffer
jacket?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the way I proposed.
Yeah, well,
go on.
He was wearing a massive puffer jacket.
Well, I am sorry about that.
Yeah. We were in a bookshop. We were in a Shakespeare and Co. bookshop, weren't we? Which is lovely in Paris.
In Paris.
It's very romantic. Yeah.
The most romantic city in the world.
But Rod, it was
in a bookshop. Really higgledy, romantic.
It was really romantic.
Higgledy piggledy romantic.
Very higgledy piggledy and small, tiny little, not alleyways, what they call, like rows of
aisles.
Aisles. Thank you, Barry.
Little nooks books, and crannies. Nooks. Romantic.
I was in a nook.
Sham's in a nook. I was in a cranny.
Rod goes.
I said, do you want to come in my nook?
Do you want to
get out
look,
your granny?
If you go in there and look on the ceiling, I've written some. I've done something on the ceiling. Do you remember?
I've done something on the ceiling.
So I went in looking for a cock and balls. Do you remember? Because there's a ceiling in there where everyone's done lots of graffiti. And so when I looked up, it said, "Sean, will you marry me?" And then you appeared.
That wasn't mine.
Then you appeared.
Mine was a dog shit cock and balls beard next to it.
But he was wearing this massive puffer jacket, which meant loads of French people couldn't get round. So you had to move out the way. Do you remember? You had to keep moving out the way. And like loads of French people kept interrupting the proposal.
You were in the little booth and I wasn't really there.
No.
They will have loved that, the French, won't they?
Well,
British people getting in the way of sacrebleu.
So you try and have a go at me with that story. It actually is just very, very romantic.
It was nice. It was just funny that it was a massive puffer jacket.
You're obsessed with my puffer jacket. The limited edition Marry Me Tins of Spaghetti will be available from online grocer Ocado. So if anybody's interested. Now then.
And I'll tell you what's worse than someone racking their brains for 2 weeks to think of the idea and keep coming back to Alphabetti Spaghetti is someone who hasn't even thought of that and has taken reading that article to then go and propose to someone with a can of Alphabetti Spaghetti.
And is copying that.
Yeah, also, but it's lockdown, it's not easy.
What if she says no? And then you just have to eat in silence. You have to eat Alphabetti Spaghetti.
She can't say
in
no.
In a weird silence.
She can't say no. She can only answer with the letters M-A-R-Y-N-E. Woman's first dates. Here we are.
Okay.
Woman's first dates. Your third frothy story. We'll choose one. Woman's first dates, do's and don'ts, including why you should... Oh, I've looked at this story. And it said, woman's first dates, do's and don'ts, including why you should go to a dimly lit bar. And then the story is literally just you should go to a dimly lit bar. There is no more do's or don'ts in this story.
Right.
Yana Hocking. I mean, I'm just going to read ahead and see where she's from, just in case I've put...
Right.
Yana Hocking, spoke about where you should be going on your first date. Places you should absolutely avoid to increase the chances of meeting up for a second time. This gives you a lot of pressure on first dates. It's the make or break of finding a romantic partner, it says.
Wow, okay. That is a lot of pressure.
Who's putting the pressure on?
It's definitely not the make or break. Nobody goes on a first date going, this is it, it's make or break.
You kind of know, though, don't you? I mean, you sort of do
but it's
know.
It's not make or break.
I mean, get a feel.
It's the very opposite of make or break.
If a bloke turned up in his slippers covered in dog shit, you'd go, that's never going anywhere.
Here are a few things you should consider when it comes to picking the first date location, says Yana Hocking, who is an Australian radio producer who often talks about dating. She's outlined a few do's and don'ts. In fact, she's outlined one. She's outlined one, precisely one do or don't. In her column... the 36-year-old revealed that a spot with dark lighting is the key to a successful date.
Wow, okay. I mean...
Whether it's a pub or restaurant, anywhere that lacks harsh spotlights will make both parties feel more at ease.
Most places lack harsh spotlights, don't they?
Jana said... She said, you see, there's nothing quite like a dark bar or candlelit dinner to really see us in our best light. It not only adds the kind of filter often found on Instagram, but a dark, soothing setting with sexy background music does wonders for a case of first date jitters. We can wear our Spanx with ease, she says. Are they like
pants? Big pants.
Are they like big incontinence knickers?
They're big pants that sort of push all your organs up. Sort of, yeah, so your kidneys end up about here.
I wore some on our wedding day.
Why would you want to push all your organs? Oh, I
see, that's just... You have a tiny waist and then just all your kidneys and bowels are around the top bit. Like, so... Is that an off-the-shoulder number? No, that's my bowels that have been pushed out by my spikes.
What's that on your shoulder? That's my lung.
It makes men want to get off with you.
It makes men, what, spanks?
Yeah, having all of your innards pushed upwards is attractive.
Well, like a really tight girdle in the old days where they used to put your foot in your back and then pull it tight. And
I wore them on our wedding day. Women wear them to weddings a lot.
Spanks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then get cut out.
Women are in agony. Yeah, at the end of the night, like, uh-oh.
The big reveal.
They're so But when you take them off, there's usually that big, there's a huge red line that goes around your stomach.
Is that what it was?
Because, that's what it was.
I thought it was shingles.
Going all the way around my stomach.
Right. My sock imprint takes about 8 hours to go down after I've taken them off of an evening.
I've got like massive cankles. Like, I've gone to the gym before, right? And I've gone into the gym embarrassed because I'm looking down. It looks like I've got an extra pair of socks, skin coloured socks on, really tight.
Barry, you need baggier socks, love.
Yeah. I've tried. I don't know.
You can get a baggier sock for the older person. Loose top socks. Because I just had a conversation with my mum about it. She went, I've just had to buy some loose top socks. I'm like, what? She went, the tops are too tight and I keep getting swollen, puffy ankles. I'm like, oh my God, you can get loose top socks.
I
need some loose tops.
Oh, I didn't know you could get loose top socks. I mean, they are proper back of the newspaper things. They next are, year. Yeah. Elasticated weight trousers and step-in baths.
And leaf gloves.
Leaf gloves.
Now, in stark contrast, Jana doesn't recommend going to places that leave you feeling exposed, as she recalled her most awkward dates being at the beach, where she's felt self-conscious about what to wear. Yeah, you don't go to the beach.
Yeah, not in a tiny bikini, topless thing.
No. Jana says on her first date she doesn't want to have to worry about how flattering her outfit is, as it adds an element of stress to the day. She also doesn't recommend activity dates where you'll get sweaty and flustered either. Instead, get dressed up in an outfit that makes her feel confident. That is the article.
Oh, God.
So the entire article, Woman's First Date's Do's and Don'ts, is essentially just sit in the dark.
Sit in the dark in a nice outfit.
That is it.
But apparently you shouldn't go to the cinema because you're both facing forward and you're not talking, so you don't actually learn anything apart from peripheral.
Yeah, but that's quite good for spying. A first date. You don't want to learn too much. You know,
it's awkward, though.
It's quite good to have something else to take the pressure off, isn't it? Cinema.
And you have to worry about when you put an arm around them as well. That's always a worry.
That's the only worry, though, really, isn't it? When you go to the cinema with somebody, that's why people go there, isn't it? It takes the pressure off because the conversation, and you've got something to talk about when you come out. You don't have to spend too long chatting. It's the perfect thing.
No,
all you've got to worry about is when to yawn and go, and then arm around the shoulder.
Nah.
And you do have to do that as well. You have to yawn and get it round.
I went to see, it's weird though. You know when you go and see something and there's like nudity in it and it's all a bit kind of, I'm not sure.
You don't go and see filth, do you?
Filth. Porkies.
Debbie Does Dallas. Porkies.
Porkies.
They're showing Porkies this afternoon if you want to go see it.
Both of our filth film references are 50 years old.
Yeah.
Confessions of a Window Cleaner.
It's a bit modern for us, that. Modern for our tastes. Do you want to hear the litany of misogyny comments underneath?
Yeah.
Because she's got a picture of herself here, right? She's put a picture of herself. There she is, look. She's got a picture of herself
beautiful.
In... yeah, very beautiful woman.
I wouldn't put that
in
the dark.
Cut top.
I wouldn't put that in the dark.
I'm joining in, Barry. It's misogyny.
What did you say?
I wouldn't put that in the dark.
In the dark?
I'm being laddish. Enjoy it.
Okay. So you kick off the laddish comments.
Okay.
She's put a picture of herself in the article, and she's in a low-cut top with a lot of cleavage and a very attractive woman.
Very nice.
Right. Well, Proud Canuck, whatever that is, says, if she's such an expert, why is she still looking? Dave Tuna. Dave Tuna's come in. Oh my God, OMG, I love dimly lit bars.
Right.
This sounds so sinister and then isn't at all. Oh my God, I love dimly lit bars. It sounds like he's going to go on to say about Rehypnol or something.
Something
and then he says, I've had some great times. Bright lighting is so harsh. Nice and dark is better. You can have a few drinks and chill out. That's it.
Straight down the line.
Unemployed 40.
Okay.
Got high hopes from them.
Yeah.
Unemployed 40 says nice Zeppelins. That's it. That's the entirety of the comment.
That's it.
Nice Zeppelins.
I like his honesty.
Yeah.
Nice Zeppelins. Nice Zeppelins. See you later, guys. I have to work now. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm unemployed.
Just looking for a job.
Oh, look at this. Look at Gabrielle Del Becchio. Now, which way do you think? Oh, look at this. Look at you want misogyny. I tell you what, at least unemployed 40 is just straight out with his nice Zeppelins. Right, listen to this. Jack Black on crack. Jack Black on crack, right? Comes in after unemployed 40 says nice Zeppelins and leaves the forum. Jack Black on crack. I mean, this basically just, well, this actually, I'll try and read it as I think he's written it. Basically, just go anywhere that won't allow the man to get a good, clear look at you until you've got him well and truly trapped.
There's a lot of baggage there.
Look at this. Women are experts at deceiving.
Oh, God.
Same principle as makeup.
What?
Same principle.
Has he had some bad experience with a woman taking her lipstick off?
I would say so.
He's like, whoa, they're not the lips I went out with.
Yeah, I would say Jack Black on crack has asked for his money back on more than one occasion.
God. You're not a real clown. Women are all the same.
Oh, don't get him started on clowns. He took one home the other night. She took her shoes off. Her feet were tiny under there.
She had water in the bucket instead of confetti.
It's a real flower.
It's not even a real flower. It's going to be in the fucking eye. DB12 said, lovely looking woman. Seems very needy. This is my favourite. How do you think Gabrielle Del Becchio, how do you think they've responded? What way do you think they've gone? Gabrielle Del Becchio.
I don't know, actually. Something about
clues in the
hands
way I'm reading
on,
it.
I'm going to say. Oh. Bit handsy.
Clues in the way I'm reading it. Gabrielle Del Becchio.
Something about the ambience.
Well, how do you think they've gone?
Something sexual.
Mm. No. No, they've gone very mystery and cryptic. Okay. Very mystery. Gabrielle Del
in that
Becchio.
Voice,
well, sort of mysterious. Gabrielle Del
Becchio. Like a pirate,
they call
with
me
laryngitis.
Gabrielle. No, okay, I can't do mysterious. Look at this. Gabrielle says, some apples look sweet. But are sour.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all it is. Some apples look sweet, but are sour. I'm not quite sure what he's getting at.
What's he talking about?
I tell you, the worst thing about this is that Bill Wiz hasn't come in on this story.
He's not there.
No.
Maybe we should get in touch with him.
He probably went on there, went, oh, somebody's already put nice Zeppelins. There's no point in me coming to.
Can we just enjoy the word Zeppelins for a minute?
Can't tell the Zeppelin.
Hindenburg's so
also a good one.
Those are your three frothy stories. Pick one now. Which one do you want to win? Which one is froth of the week? Which one is the frothiest, the biggest non-story? Woman's first dates, do's and don'ts, including why you should go to a dimly lit bar. I would say exclusively why you should go to a dimly lit bar. Bodybuilder faces heartbreak at Christmas, his sex doll wife tragically breaks. Or spaghetti to tie lovebirds in real knots. Which one do you want? Choose now.
Well, that one's pretty non-story-ish, isn't it? Go to a bar.
Go to a dimly lit bar. That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that the one you're going for?
I guess. The other two are quite interesting, aren't
they? Okay. Yana Hawking, congratulations. You are Froth of the Week. That is it, Zoe. That is all we that's all we got time for. That's all we need you for.
Let's hope so. I hope it is.
I'd be the parcel. What's your name?
She's gonna give him a shout out on the QR.
I tell you what, she didn't ask his name the first three times. Get your boob tube on.
Get your boob out.
It's there. It has arrived. Zoe, can we have some closure? Has it arrived? That looks like it.
Is that the boob tube?
She delivered it to 11D. I'm 8D.
Oh, all right, we'll bleep that.
Nobody would be that bothered, honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not your boob tube size, is it?
That's for boob tubes. I wear a little enhancement.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? So, yes, yeah. I was absolutely right. And my first instinct was to think there was a massive human error because of a lack of sense. And then I thought, don't be so mean, sorry. But absolutely, I was right. So, yes. Oh, thank God the boob tube's here. Oh, my career's back on track.
QI, you can go ahead.
Oh. I hope the little hot pants are in there as well. So, I mean, I've been doing this lockdown is seeing how long I can get my body hair. So it's going to be quite an interesting combination of a tiny amount of cloth.
Is it sequined? Is it sequined or glittery or?
It might even just be the nipple tassels I've gone for that one because I don't want to upstage Sandy. But no. I do just want to make a point on the show this time. Two points.
I'm glad we got closure on the parcel.
Exciting.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Can we?
I'm glad we got closure on the parcel. It was annoying me disproportionately. No,
we have to watch QI.
Oh,
yeah.
What a great ruse to get us to watch QI. We have to watch. We haven't got a TV. That's we have really to buy a TV book. Now.
Buy a TV and watch QI. Yeah, it'd be worth it.
This has been an expensive podcast, this.
You've heard of iPlayer, another play on demand services.
Yeah, that's true. We could
watch iPlayer. We watch your quiz on iPlayer, Zoe? Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Oh, let's
and,
do that.
And for our and the listeners' benefit, your daytime quiz, which is on 5 days a week.
5 days a week. 6:30 BBC Two. Called Lightning.
And it's amazing.
It's called Lightning, hosted by the one and only Zoe Lyons. When are you on QI? Do you know when it's going out?
Oh, I don't know, actually. It depends. Probably straight away, because there's so little been made. So it might just be...
Is there anything else on?
Just film us as we arrive and leave, yeah. It's just live.
Yeah. Small point, guys. We are live tonight, because there is no other TV.
No swearing.
We've got nothing else to show. The 2 hours before the show is just them looking at their watch, waiting for you guys to arrive.
Me in makeup. We don't need to bother with this makeup if I just sit in a darkened part of the studio.
You're not going to wear makeup, are you? Women are so good at deceiving.
We are. Such con girls. Yeah.
Listen, thanks so much, Zoe.
Thanks
for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. See you again. Look after yourselves.
Bye. You will do. Love. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to special guests Zoe Lyons and the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thirkel.
And don't forget, you can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate us at 5 stars. Spread the word. Tell your friends. This podcast was a Llanbobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.